Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Odom from CosmeticSurgeryToday.com, and our special guest today is Dr. Raul Rodriguez, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon with offices in Dallas and Houston, Texas. So this is one busy man, and we're honored to have him join us today to talk about body sculpting. Hi, Dr. Rodriguez. How are you?
Hello, Sharon. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Well, we really appreciate it. So let's get to it since we don't have much time. Can you tell me exactly what is body sculpting, and is it the same as body contouring, which I've heard about before?
Okay. Well, that's a good question. There's a lot of different procedures out there. As you know, everybody nowadays is looking to get slim and to have a better figure or a better physique, and there's lots of different options available for people. Now, the best way to break down those options would be into surgical options, which would include things like liposuction or variations of liposuction where fat is physically, surgically removed from the body, and non-surgical options that would include other devices, et cetera, designed to make fatty areas shrink down or appear smaller. Now, body sculpting is, as the name implies, is actually removing fat away from areas where you really don't want it, just as a sculptor would remove little chips of marble away from a big block of marble to reveal a beautiful statue underneath. So it actually physically involves removing the fat in small amounts until you could shape the particular area exactly the way you want it. It's very precise, and it's usually done with some sort of surgical procedure, interventional procedure.
Mm-hmm.
The body contouring, often referred to as body slimming as well, will include lots of different options that are designed to make you look slimmer. The most common of those is herbal wraps. Herbal wraps have been used for a while. You get wrapped up in wraps which contain salts or other astringents, and they pull water out of your tissues. They're often combined with saunas and things like that, so that when you lose the water weight, you're actually slimmer, but you've lost water weight. You really haven't lost any fat. Now, there's been a wave of newer devices for body slimming or body contouring, such as LED lasers, which are lasers where you don't feel the heat. Those are you shine those lasers over an area that you want reduced, and the fat in that area supposedly will shrink down in size. The fat cells will shrink down in size. And there's other energy sources like infrared devices and other things that do deliver palpable heat that you can actually feel through the skin that are designed to try to get the fat cells just underneath the surface of the skin to shrink down. But those body slimming and body contouring devices and treatments really don't remove the fat cells permanently like body sculpting does.
I see. So body contouring doesn't involve surgery. That's the kind of
most
thing
of the
that
time.
Would
say. Most of the time, it does not. Most of the time, when you hear the term body contouring, it's usually being referred to by an entity or a device manufacturer that participates in one of those non-surgical areas outlined
okay.
for you.
All right. Well, thanks for clearing that up. So now I know that there is a difference. So let's talk about body sculpting, which is what you specialize in, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So what are some of the different body sculpting procedures?
Well, body sculpting is more of an evolution of what traditionally was called liposuction. And when the liposuction, and liposuction has been around for a couple of decades, when liposuction has been done traditionally, especially early on, the whole goal was to see how much fat could be removed from an individual that was looking to get a slimmer figure or to look less obese. And over time, that procedure has evolved in philosophy to the point where most aesthetic plastic surgeons, most cosmetic surgeons, now realize and appreciate that the fat that you leave behind is just as important as the fat that you remove. So the goal with fat removal surgery nowadays is more to restore proportions, to smooth out lumpy, bumpy areas where you may have excessive fat. But the goal is not just to see just how much fat we can put in a container during a particular procedure. Now, liposuction has evolved in that now I use other special technology that allows me to remove the fat with less downtime and less pain and faster recovery for the patients. Traditional liposuction involved using instruments that would remove the fat from underneath the skin in little bits and pieces and chunks. Now we have technology that can actually melt the fat or break down the fat underneath the skin so that now the fat can be removed from those unwanted areas with very small, thin, delicate instruments that cause less pain, less trauma, and therefore lead to faster recovery. The fact that we're able to do it in a kinder, more delicate way with more refined instruments allows us to do many of these procedures with the safety of local anesthetic. You don't have to go under the knife anymore. You don't have to worry about general anesthesia, the concerns that many people have with that. You know, am I going to wake up? Am I going to stop breathing? Those things are no longer an issue because the patient is awake during the procedure.
Right.
Now, the newer techniques for removing fat in this way with local anesthesia include smart lipo or laser lipolysis. Smart lipo is just a brand name of the first laser that became popular on the market. We insert a little laser wand underneath the skin into the fat and begin to break down or melt the fat. Now there's probably a dozen different types of laser lipolysis, laser meaning laser, of course, and lipolysis meaning dissolving the fat. There's probably a dozen different lipolysis devices. Each one has their own little cool name. They have one called Cool Lipo. There's Pro Lipo Plus. There's Lipo Glide. So each manufacturer comes up with their own cool name, just like there's lots of different names for aspirin.
Right.
But
I
it's
see.
All
so
the same
smart,
thing.
So Smart Lipo is a brand name.
Yeah, Smart Lipo is just a brand name for the first company that came out with that, at least it popularized that technology here in the United States.
Okay.
Now, the technique that I use is a little technique that's a little bit more refined because when you shoot the laser underneath the skin, it pretty much burns and melts everything that's in its path. The technique that I prefer is one called vaser liposuction or vaser lipolysis, or often referred to as laser or vaser liposelection. And the reason I prefer that is because instead of using the heat energy from just a hot laser beam, it uses gentler ultrasonic energy that melts the fat but doesn't disturb or traumatize or hurt or destroy the little tiny blood vessels that carry blood to the skin, the nerves that carry sensation to the skin, and the important connective tissue that helps to support the skin. Those are not destroyed indiscriminately like they are with the laser. When that hot laser beam hits something underneath the skin, it's going to cook it. With the vaser, you melt the fat, but you leave behind the things that you want to leave behind. So the vaser procedure, with it, is less bruising. Generally, there's less pain. Most patients don't even require narcotic pain medications, although they receive a prescription for it. And the recovery time is much faster with the vaser. And the other advantage with the vaser also is by being selective in that regard, the vaser is also great in people that have had previous lipo procedures because they can get the fat that's stuck in between little areas of scar tissue and smooth out those areas where you need additional fat removal or sculpting for a particular part of the body.
So I've heard of the Zorona laser. What is that?
The Zorona is one of the body slimming devices, and that's one of the ones that uses LED lasers, which are light-emitting diode lasers. It's a laser that you really can't feel. It doesn't generate a lot of heat that you can feel, but it's one of those that shines a light through the skin that is purported to make the fat cells underneath the skin shrink down in size. That would be one of those non-surgical body slimming or body contouring devices that I mentioned earlier.
Right, right. So how long does the procedure take? Or does
it just depends
on the area.
Well,
right?
It depends on how much work you have to have done. Patients always ask me that question, and I say, well, I can always knock off early and go to the golf course if you want me to finish in a certain amount of time, but I'm going to be there as long as it takes to do the best job for you.
Mm-hmm.
It varies. A typical area would be, for example, the upper and the lower abdomen, and to do those areas, the upper part of the tummy, the lower part of the tummy, generally, it may take about an hour and a half. You have to keep in mind we do an extra step. It usually involves three steps in the removal of the fat. The first step, we put anesthetic underneath the skin to numb up all the fat. That way you don't have any pain, and that's how you can get away with removing the fat without having to knock you out or put you to sleep on the general anesthesia. The second step is then we insert a little thin rod underneath the skin, the vaser rod, that begins to break down the fatty tissue, and the fat gets broken down, so it's about the consistency of like an icy or a Slurpee. Then the third step is putting the fine little aspiration cannulas, the little aspiration tubes, into the same little openings, and then gently suctioning away that melted fat. So those are the three steps. So with this particular type of procedure, this vaser lipolysis or vaser liposelection, we do that extra step of breaking down the fat, which you don't normally have to do if you're doing regular liposuction.
Right.
It takes a little bit longer, a little bit more tedious for the surgeon, but it's like night and day in how well patients do afterwards. The recovery is much less reduced. Pain is much less reduced. Most of my patients are back to work in about 3 days, back to exercising in about a week. And most people, the fact that you have very little downtime and can get back to your normal routine with minimal interruption is a tremendous advantage.
Is there much swelling or bruising?
Well, with the vaser, there's less swelling and bruising because, once again, you're only breaking down the fat and you're not traumatizing the little blood vessels, the little blood vessels that run through the fat. A bruise is nothing more than blood that's leaked out of a blood vessel that's been hurt or traumatized or cut or ruptured. So if you can preserve that little blood vessels, then there's less bruising afterwards, and that's what I typically see with my patients that have the vaser liposuction procedures.
And what areas of the body? So you said the abdomen, the upper abdomen. So is mostly concentrated in the middle of the body?
Well, actually, I have people that get vasered from head to toe.
Really?
Almost. We can do any part of the body, and the devices that I use, the attachments, of course, vary depending on the part of the body that's done. But we can use it to define a jawline for people that want a slimmer face. We can remove some of the fat from along the jawline. We can do the neck for people that have excessive fatty tissue under the neck. You know, many times when people put their head down, they have a little roll of fat underneath the neck and underneath the chin that they don't like. We can work in that area to reduce that and give them a nicer angle, more defined neckline and jawline, as well as tightening loose skin on the neck. Working down, sometimes we can work on little fat pads that women may have in the front part of the chest there by the armpit. We can reduce that. Here in my part of the country where it's hot, women like to wear tank tops and sleeveless things, and we can reduce the fatty tissue around the armpit, in front of the armpit, behind the armpit, and also reduce the size of the arms. We can do the back, the bra line area, so you don't have the rolls above and below the bra. We can do the flanks or the love handles. We can even sculpt the buttocks. And body sculpting is, in my practice, is not only just removing the fat and give you a shapelier bottom, that we even do other types of body sculpting where I can take fat from a place you don't want it, let's say your tummy, and put it back in your buttocks to give you a rounder rump, so to speak, often referred to as the Brazilian butt lift.
Right, right.
So all that would also be included in the body sculpting. The legs, thighs, the inner thighs, outer thighs, knee areas, even down to the calf areas can also be addressed with this new technology.
So that brings up a question in my mind. Do some people try to use this as a substitute for weight loss?
About half of all the patients that come to see me because they think that this will be their solution to losing weight. It is not.
Uh-huh.
Because what we're doing with body sculpting is we're essentially removing the insulation, you know, the fat that's between the skin and the muscle. But many people that are obese have a lot of fat inside the abdomen, internally, for example, that would lead to a big, wide tummy.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to reduce that fat is by lowering your overall weight, burning more calories than what's going in the mouth. So many patients will come in that may be 50, 60 pounds overweight, thinking that at the end of the procedure they'll look like the skinny swimsuit models.
Right.
But unfortunately, that is not the case. So the
they
best
really
candidate
expect you
for a person for body, Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
They really expect you to suck out 50 to 60 pounds of fat, do they really?
Oh, many people do. Many people do because they see before and after photos.
Right.
And that's one of the things you have to keep in mind. Sometimes a person may take a before photo when they're 30 pounds overweight.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor will smooth out the lumps and the rolls that a person that may be 30, 50 pounds overweight may have. But then in the following period of 6 months, 12 months, while they're healing, and there is healing that takes place, the patient may also lose 10 to 20, 30 pounds. So they will look slimmer, but it's because they've also lost weight after the body sculpting procedure.
Right.
What I prefer to do with my patients is I prefer to have them closer to their ideal body weight, and then pretty much the body's going to declare itself. It's going to say, hey, this is an area that if I lose another 10, 15 pounds, it's still going to be there. It's still going to be bothering me. And then we can hone in and focus on those areas to get the fat removed from those areas and restore a nicer overall proportion to the body.
So who is who would be a good candidate for liposculpture? That's what you call it, right? You like to call it liposculpture.
Liposculpture.
Mm-hmm.
Because essentially we're sculpting the body, but we're sculpting the body by removing or shifting around the fatty tissue, the lipo
mm-hmm.
tissue.
Mm-hmm.
The ideal candidate would be someone that is close to their ideal body weight, someone that is in good physical condition and good health, someone that is not pregnant, someone that doesn't have any major medical illnesses that have not been addressed, whether it's diabetes or high blood pressure or HIV or hepatitis. Those patients that have those serious medical conditions are not good candidates for any type of elective procedure because they're at much higher risk.
Right.
And I guess most importantly is someone that has realistic expectations. Someone that says, hey, Dr. Rodriguez, you know, this part has always bothered me, no matter how small I was. It's always been an issue. It runs in the family. What can we do about it? And they know that by focusing on those areas where they may be genetically predisposed to having an excessive amount of fatty tissue accumulation, we can really get some results that they're really going to be happy with. Patients with realistic expectations also realize that by removing those troublesome fatty deposits, that's not a license to go out and just eat anything you want to afterwards.
Right.
You make a significant investment in time and money and getting a more desirable figure. Most people with realistic expectations are going to be diligent about doing the right things afterwards to maintain their new look.
Right. Great, great. Well, this has been interesting. I learned a lot, and I'm sure my listeners have learned a lot. And maybe next time we can talk about revision liposuction, because I understand that a lot of times revisions need to be done maybe with another doctor did liposuction, or what cases would that be necessary?
Revision liposuction, Sharon, is actually one of my favorites.
Okay.
Because there's so many people having so many different procedures done that even though they may have had improvement, significant improvement, there may still be some trouble areas that they would like to have addressed. And that's where I can actually come in, even in areas that have previous scarring, where the doctors have done procedures, and give the patient a nicer look to those areas that they'll be more satisfied and happy with.
Okay, great. Well, since that's your specialty, then we will do another interview on that topic. Great.
Okay, I'll look forward to it.
Okay, well, is there anything you'd like to tell listeners about your practice and where you're? I know I mentioned that you're in Dallas and Houston, and so what would you like people to know about your practice?
Well, the main thing is that we customize everything we do to the individual. The best way to see if you're a candidate is, of course, to make a consultation. We're all made differently, and no two patients that come in to see me have exactly the same thing done. I customize and tailor the procedure to your bone structure, to your height, to your weight, and to, of course, the look that you'd like to get. So customized care and attention and individualizing the treatments to every single person that walks through my doors is something that the whole staff is very focused on.
Okay. All right. And we'll include your website on the on the download page where people can visit you and click on the link directly. But if you want to say the name right now, you can.
Sure. You can look at lipobodysculpture.com or lipobodysculpture-dallas-houston.com.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have those on the website, and so people can click through. And again, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time, and we look forward to that next interview about revision liposuction.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and I'll look forward to it as well.
Okay, thank you.